Huwag niyo po ako iwan. Number one fan niyo po ako.
Anong birthday ko?
May 30, 1988. Taurus.
Aso ko.
Dalawa po. Si Yoda at si Chewie po.
Anong unang teleserye ko?
Sa ABS po sa GMA.
Welcome to the Popoy and Basher Podcast, a podcast about Pinoy rom-com movies from amateur film critics. I'm your host, Danny.
And this is Eugene.
This is a very special episode today. I know I've said that last time, but this is an even more special episode. What is our movie for today?
Today we'll be talking about the 2020 movie Fangirl, starring Charlie Dizon and Paolo Avellino.
No, Avellino.
Avellino, oh. Different guy. Written and directed by Antoinette Hadaone. You can catch Fangirl and other 2020 MMFF films on upstream.ph until January 7, 2021. It's only 250 pesos for people in the Philippines and in the US, and anything just outside the Philippines, it's $10. It's so worth it.
I think so. It's nice that it's streaming internationally, that we were able to watch it.
Yeah, you were saying it's so interesting that we were able to actually participate in the MMFF.
I haven't felt this involved with MMFF in a while. I think it's been a while since I've actually been to the movies to see a Metro Manila Film Festival movie. That's what I really miss about the old world, just going to the movies with, you know, with friends and then talking about it after, which is why we were so excited to record this episode, even if I know this isn't just necessarily in the rom-com category. It just felt like, I guess, may rom-com angle, right?
Meron siyang rom-com aspects, so I think I can start explaining what Fangirl is all about.
Yeah, what is Fangirl all about?
A high school fangirl's obsession with huge celebrity Paolo Avellino, half of the country's most popular love team, leads her to hide at the back of his pickup truck and follow him home. She ends up in an unfamiliar house, in an unfamiliar place, with an unfamiliar Paolo Avellino, the idol she thought she knew from head to foot. Dot, dot, dot.
Ganda ng trailer nito. Did you watch the trailer immediately as soon as it came out?
No, but I heard about it. Na Antoinette Hadaone, popular, famous for her rom-coms, is releasing something different. So Danny, what did you think about Fangirl?
Well, it took me 24 hours to process my thoughts about this movie. To the listeners, we actually watched this movie on Christmas Day. So December 25 here in the US. And I think it had just it just got released on the 25th of Manila. So, medyo fresh pa siya. And still, fresh din yung thoughts ko about it. It was a very emotionally exhausting film for me. This is not naman a spoiler that it is a dark movie, right?
Yeah, it's a dark movie.
Yeah, it was dark and disturbing and, you know, with contrasting themes. But generally, yes, I did I like this movie. But yeah, emotionally exhausting. How about you?
By the way, we'll try not to spoil anything.
Yeah, spoilers now. Yeah.
Yeah, no spoilers. This is a spoiler-free episode. Ah, Fangirl. I kept on mentioning OnlyFans, but it's Fangirl. It's not OnlyFans. Very interesting movie. I liked it. I can start with the things I like.
Thank you for this Christmas gift, by the way, because you paid for the $10 of this movie.
You're welcome. It was also a gift from me. Thank you, Antoinette Hadaone,
yes,
for this amazing movie. I think I spoiled my review, but, you know, things I like about it. I'll ask that to you first. What did you like about Fangirl?
Definitely, I love the performances of Paolo Avellino, starring as Paolo Avellino. And Jane, who stars, what's her name? Charlie Dizon's breakout actress of this year. Really great performances. I really like that the movie was so intelligent that it made me feel either more intelligent or more bobo. Like, you really go through it a lot. Like, we talked about it being a real wild roller coaster ride. And I do love movies that make me think like that. You know?
I think we're arguing who thought about that analogy, and I will still say I thought about that analogy.
Sige.
Now, what I said was I trust that Antoinette Hadaone will, you know, bring us through this roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But how the roller coaster ends, as much as I want to share, I will, you know, leave that to you. So it is a roller coaster of emotions, and man, you really feel that with Paolo Avellino and Charlie Deason. So I hate it. I hate not being able to describe more than just that. Right.
Maybe we can do a spoiler special podcast, or you know, engage with our fans.
Maybe after hindi na siya pwedeng panoorin, we can go back and watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we were able to save it, but I hope we can watch it in the future again. But yeah, maybe we can do a spoiler-full episode.
We have until January 7 to purchase it again. You can spend another $10. What did you like about this movie? Aside from what you've already said about you liking this movie.
That's my third point, what you said about the acting of Paolo Avellino and Charlie Deason. It's so refreshing to see a movie like this in MMFF, which is sadly, I mean, I know its quality has been increasing throughout the years, but you know, my image of it is really Enteng Kabisote.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Panday.
Manopo.
All these like fantasy films. Right. But wow, what a surprise. I really like the whole presentation of the movie. The motivations, the energy, the whole persona, it all made sense. And, you know, I always talk about making sense. Movie. All of those made sense for both Paolo Avellino and Charlie Deason.
I want to share what I was telling you this morning, that this movie felt like a movie that was really made by people who love what they're doing, who love film, and having that, like, you can tell that they had a vision and na-execute siya, na walang epan, na walang maybe big studio people like trying to satisfy the normal, you know, the taste of the maybe the masses or whatever's more mainstream and conventional. So it felt like a movie that was made by people who were like, we're gonna do what we wanna do and no one can stop us, pero may vision kami and trust us, and yan yung result. And so good. And I do like na rin na yung theme. Sorry to cut you off, pero I wanted to share na I realized that this movie was, I think it was packaged, it was packaged as a suspense thriller that was packaged as a rom-com fantasy. Ang daming layers, right? Ang daming subtext also.
Yeah, I mentioned over breakfast na ang layered mag-isip ni Antoinette Hadaone. When I saw the trailer, I wasn't sure nga kung horror, rom-com, horror, comedy. But really, if you change the background music of the trailers, you can really have a different feel and effect to it, which just proves that roller coaster analogy that we were talking about.
Yung contrapuntal music, right? I really liked how they use that, where the context of the film and music are contradictory. So basically, what you're hearing don't match. It doesn't match the images, diba? They kept on playing that song, yung If I Fall in Love. Oo, yun. So diba, paulit-ulit yung song, and then yung mga sweet moments, pero ang lahi-lagi ng contrast sa like the dark and disturbing things that are happening.
I have another thing I like, which is the subtle, and I don't know if it's subtle or really in your face, but the subtle reference to, you know, Philippine pop culture, Philippine fandom, and Philippine politics.
I think it's fandom in general, but that, I think the political angle is what's the bigger, I think that's what's at the background of it all. And it's just packaged in this, yeah, this is what a fan is like, but then looking, like zooming out, this is what, you know, that kind of fandom can turn into.
This is what's happening in the Philippines. It's so good. And another point in my point about Antoinette Hadaone being such a layered, I don't know, screenwriter, writer,
you're
director.
You're sounding like a fanboy now.
Naunahan mo.
You're sounding like, I'm, no, honestly, yeah, nakaka fangirl siya, seeing how great this movie was. It's like, oh, I wanna.
Yeah, and we really liked Alone Together, so I trust Antonetta Downey that this would be great. Even though, again, the way it was marketed wasn't really rom-com. So parang different genre, but still very effective. And I think I know why, because it's still very emotional. It's still that you can say love for this entity, this, you know, actor.
Yeah, when you're that much of an idol, you will submit your blind allegiance to them and even make excuse for shitty behavior, you know. And talagang sinabit mo na yung sarili ko, mo, you know everything about them. You'll go through wild, you know, extents just to believe, you know, stand by your belief that what you believe is good and your idol will do no wrong.
It feels like nga that love, but a really twisted
obsession. Yeah, it's fanaticism to the extreme.
At the far, far end of what a healthy relationship feels like or looks like.
This is not a relationship at all. It may be just one-sided, I think. And I think that's what this movie was trying to portray. Na we're seeing everything from Charlie Deason's, her character's name is Jane, from her point of view, na who is Paolo Avellino in her eyes, diba?
Yeah.
So it's not really, we don't actually get to know much about Paolo Avellino. And again, yeah, this is not a spoiler, but he still remains as Paolo Avellino, the actor that she idolizes, except you see a side of him that's not as great. But despite that, Jane is still head over heels in love with him.
Still adores him.
Still adores him despite, like, parang B.I., naging B.I. siya. Oh, nakita naman yun sa trailer. Yos, siya bigla, umiinom sila, diba?
Yeah. But that's what an extreme love maybe looks like. So it was still effective. Yeah. And I think, you know, Antonetta Downey really knew what she was writing, really knew what she was trying to give to us.
The tagline for this movie was never meet your idols, diba? Yeah, I think it was never meet your, or be careful. But I think the message is be careful about who you idolize.
Oh, maybe that is also layered. Never meet your idols. Be careful who you idolize as well. Mm. Right. What didn't you like about Fangirl?
So there isn't really anything I didn't like per se. I would have loved to watch it again to catch the things that I might have missed. And what I didn't like is that I was too late in watching it for a second time because, sabi sa upstream, you have 12 minutes left. And then as soon as I was watching the stuff, some parts at the beginning, it got cut off. But that's on me. Things I didn't like, not too many at this point. I can't think of anything I hated. Maybe it was just, wala eh. Hindi nila fault. Fault ko na. Baka may mga hindi pa ako na-catch. But yeah. What did you not like anything about this movie? Did you not like?
I was extracting what I don't like about this movie. And really, there's nothing I don't like about it. The things that I don't like is, it's true, so it's so sad because what's happening there is a portrayal of reality. Again, not because of Paolo Avellino, but really the greater Philippine politics, the greater, you know, Philippine environment.
And that mindset of, like, really going with the crowd, or does that make sense?
Sacrificing yourself blindly.
Yeah.
Like what you described a while ago. It's so true. It's sad. Another thing that I don't like about it, I hope that the Philippine movie goer, I know it's very hard now in the Philippines because of the pandemic, a lot of people don't have jobs, but for the people who can watch this, I hope we can really get to see this movie. So what I don't like is, I'm not sure if a lot of people will watch this movie.
Yeah.
And it's a loss.
Mm. I don't like that I can't share it nga with certain people because, I don't know, parang it's definitely not suitable for everyone. I want to share this movie with my mom, but yeah. I know there were some scenes definitely na parang hindi siya suitable for a larger general audience. Oh, hindi siya rated G.
Yeah. That's my third point. A lot of people won't get this movie.
What do you mean they won't get this movie?
I don't know. Like in your case, you want to share it with your mom, but you know that she will react differently, even though...
Oh, they won't understand
it. Yeah, it's very... They won't get it, right? It's just sad because, again, the layers that were shown to us, that were given to us, really layered. The layers were layered. And if you're not used to watch, again, psychological thriller, or really go deep into the subtext of, like, minuscule details and what these objects and scenarios, you know, represents, you won't understand it and you won't really...
Maybe we don't even understand it that much.
Maybe.
We're acting like we're experts at this, and like I mentioned us, what's this podcast about? We're amateurs ourselves, so I think there's still things that we don't get.
Yeah.
But I want a general audience to appreciate it as much as, yeah.
That's my request. One of my dislikes, you know, people won't get to see this. Please break my expectation, subvert it. Watch this movie. I hope this wins whatever MMFF award. I know it's part of a couple more film festivals, like a Tokyo Film Festival and one in Estonia. So I hope it goes really well for them. I don't know if it's done, but you know, this movie is really good that I really want to share it with more people and maybe my international friends.
Share it in a legit way, though. I mean, yeah, don't please. Share it like... I like how Antoinette Hadaon has been dinging people on Twitter saying, mahukulong kayo pag... like, I see what you're doing. You're sharing our movie. Piracy is bad. Don't do it.
Don't take advantage of a lot of things moving online now. And I'm really happy we were able to participate sa MMFF in our own little way.
This is the kind of movie na if I watch it on the opening day, I'll talk about it with my friends and say, let's watch it, I'll go with you. And then they watch it again the next day. I've done that before. I'm that kind of fangirl, I guess.
What did you think about the ending of Fangirl? Without spoilers.
Of course, without spoilers. I think it was still it was left a little ambiguous. And we don't actually know what happens to the main characters. Again, that's not a spoiler. I do like it makes you come up with your own ending. Like, did she... It's hard to talk without being spoilery. But yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I like that it was resolved in an ambiguous way. And I did feel happy on behalf of the main character. Not Paolo, Jane. Yeah, I felt happy.
Happiness, I think, is an emotion.
Yeah. I was like happy more of parang yes, but not like I didn't feel sad or bitten. I also felt like I wanna write something like this one day. Ganun. But that's not about the ending, is it? Ika, what did you think of this ending?
I've already thought about a way how to describe the ending without giving any spoilers. I talked about the whole experience of Fangirl being a roller coaster, up and down and up and down. And then always at the end of the roller coaster, there's a long, or kind of at the start, but usually there's an ending, right? And I was telling you, it's either going to go really up or just going to crash down, right? And some movies just like falter and like sobrang baduy nung ending na yung thrill mo at the end is just a little bump.
Hindi na sustain until the end. Yeah.
This movie had a subversion of my expectation and it really ended well, right? Mm. It's either going to go up more or going to go down more. I won't say which direction it goes, but it went to one direction really strongly na I really felt satisfied with the ending.
Actually, that ending feels like a roller coaster in which, alam mo yung pag nasa roller coaster ka, tapos na yung drop, and then you're being ushered safely back into the yung sakaya ng
babaan,
the cart, the next one. And then you know that, okay, everyone's still here, I'm safe, tapos isa pa. Ganyan. It's that kind of roller coaster.
Yeah, I want to watch this again, actually. I'm same like you na if I really liked a movie in the theaters, I'd watch it again and again. I did that for Mad Max Fury Road. I really liked that movie. Oh, I watched it 3 times. Yeah. Okay. Trivia time. I know you've been researching about this movie.
Oo, naging medyo babado sa Twitter.
Naging siyang fangirl.
Merong hashtag AskFangirlMMFF or something. Or is it just hashtag AskFangirl? Trivia for you, which is just really repurposed trivia. Did you know that Charlie Deason is 24 years old, but says in the movie that she's 16 going on 17?
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know about
Charlie. She looks so young, no?
She's so pretty. Yeah.
She can pass off talaga as a high school student. But what a great actress. And trivia number two, the first draft for this movie was back in 2016 daw, according to source, Antoinette Tadaones Twitter account. That's how long they've been coming up with this movie. Which is so great because, you know, that good stuff, I guess, takes time.
Yeah.
You can always tell me art takes time.
Art takes time.
And another thing that really just hit me now, that Bea Alonzo and Paolo Avellino at the start of the movie, they were promoting a movie. And I didn't know that that movie was a fake movie. I was really convinced, and I think even the mall goers at the time when they were shooting this, they were also convinced that it was a real movie. So they made a fake poster and everything.
Yeah, that's funny. That's fun.
If we fall in love.
If we fall ang ganda in kasi love.
It really looks like any other Pinoy rom-com movie, diba?
Yeah. I'm super happy na they shot it last year.
Tama, 2019. Yeah. Pre-pandemic and all. And I think it was August yata or July when, because I was looking through Instagram, may mga nag-post na, like, they were at the mall. Tapos, mga tao parang, excited na ako para sa movie na to. And then, imagine the disappointment. Oh, it never came out. It was just for a fake movie.
How fun. Fun siguro ng shooting. I saw, I think it was an interview of Antoinette Tadaones na they were, the people around Charlie Deason were the only extras. And everybody else just started coming and didn't know that they were being part of a film. So, how fun. Any more trivia?
Yes, meron isa pa. Apparently, there's a deleted scene where that explains the why Paolo was in that house in the first place. I wish we could see that.
I wanna see that. I have theories.
May theory ka ba? Di naman siya spoiler, but like, what's your take on that?
Di ba parang at the start merong namatay na his lola?
I think that was just news about what a good guy he was. Tinan mo, gusto ko na tuloy balikan yung little details niyon kasi we were so far from the TV. We couldn't see yung news.
Yeah.
The news title.
We don't have a big TV. Pangit pa ng speakers namin.
Hindi dapat siguro sa laptop na lang natin pinanood, diba? Pero yun, yeah. Yun yung trivia. Oh, I really want to watch it again.
Yeah, I hope we can watch it again. $10. It's worth it, though.
Ako naman magbabayad.
You go first.
Who would I recommend this movie to?
Yeah.
Eto, in my notes, I wrote, I would recommend this movie to all Filipinos. I think it's a movie that everyone should see. Not just because of dreamy Paolo Avellino, and I won't even mention the reason why he's trending, but I would recommend this movie to everyone who has gone through, like who can identify with being a fan and seeing, I guess, the progression of this unhealthy attitude towards idolatry. And I'm saying this as a BTS fan, but I think I stand them in a very healthy way, I would say. Tell me if I'm not.
Pag nakidnap ka na ng BTS.
Hindi, perfect pa rin.
Kidnap.
Bakit nila ko?
Wala palang kidnapan, sorry.
Pag nakita kong umuutot si BTS, umiihi sa kalsada. Ikaw, who would you recommend this movie to?
The whole Philippine nation, not even Philippine nation, the whole Filipino you would recommend Fangirl to. It's such a layered movie that you can take away what you want out of it. So, this might sound controversial. Are we ready for this controversy? Nobody listens to this podcast.
I don't know what you're going to say.
I would recommend this movie to DDS.
Sabi ko na.
It's so layered. Take away what you want out of it. But that layering, I hope can...
As in yung talagang diehard, no? Yung mga from the beginning. I would, yeah.
I don't know if it's just... Hindi yung mga troll na bayaran. Mm. I think it's safe to say that trolls exist in the Philippines. But the people who believe...
Yung parang nasa mall tour. Yung mga nagkahagulo dyan who would just throw everything away and cut classes just to be with their idol.
Yeah, it's so hard for me to participate in Philippine politics because I'm not in the Philippines. But just seeing what's going on there, I hope... And we kind of know that subtext, diba? Yeah. I think Antoinette Hadaone has made it very clear with some scenes in the movie, but she also replied in Twitter and talking about really just acknowledging na
it is also what you make of it, pero it's also not a secret na yung parang like the messages are clear and yeah, we get what's trying to be communicated in a very smart way though, that it's also not like it's not trying to educate, you know, it's not trying to educate mga DTS, I would say. Pero it's more of like, here's a mirror.
Yeah, that's a good...
Diba?
Wow, it really solidifies this movie for me. It was done really intelligently without mocking their intelligence, without mocking your intelligence.
Kasi you see the plight, diba? You see what their people like Jane are going through. You see... what pushed her?
Yeah. That there is a point that enough is enough, I guess.
Also, why she is the way she is.
I cannot contain myself really to talk about this movie more, but I think that's as much as we can do. Really, this movie is great. Rating time. I won't come up with a witty thing for this movie just because it's so beautiful. Still, I will try. In the MMFF world, 10 being they won every award that you can think of, kahit yung comedy, best comedic movie.
Meron pang ganun category. I don't know.
And 0, it being trash. Hindi man lang nanalo ng isa as in finlash siya sa toilet, yung literal film. How would you recommend Fangirl?
I would rate this movie a 10 out of 10 because we spent $10 on it. It's a 10 out of 10 for me, and this movie definitely deserves all of the praise that it's getting now. How about you?
Ako, I've already decided that it was a 10 after we saw the movie, and then I went to the toilet and I said, what a good movie. Watch this, 250 pesos, $10. If you're one of our listeners and you don't have the money to watch this movie, DM me, I'll pay for you to watch. I'll pay for your ticket.
Are we about to pay for followers?
If they discover this podcast, for the first 10 listeners,
so like, yan, follow our pages, we'll pay for your movie. Sige. That's not a good deal.
That's our cheap marketing budget.
Sige, let's figure out the logistics here.
Okay, all praises. Can't wait for the spoiler episode of our podcast to talk about Fangirl, but...
can't wait to watch it again.
I hope we get to watch it on Netflix or a more permanent way. But
you know what? Thank you. I want to thank you now because, like, we got to talk about this movie because, you know, because of COVID and not even being in the Philippines at all, where normally, parang MMFF may movie, diba? And like I said, I normally go to movies with friends and I talk about it after, and then I watch it again and I talk. But now that's gone. So parang, who do I have to talk to about it? And thank you for talking about it with me.
Oh, my one and only fangirl.
Oh. Ano kasi Paolo Avelino? Bad bod kayong dalawa.
The budget, Paolo Avelino. And with that,
this has been the Popoy and Basher podcast. I'm your host, Danny.
This is Eugene.
See you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.